Hi guys. Okay, it's time for a little tough love. I noticed the recent post from a couple of members who were not seeing the scale budge as much as they would like. What you have to understand is that your body is clogged from decades of accumulation. You may wish it to happen more quickly, but you are literally asking your body to undo all that was done to it. The only way to do this is to drench the acid waste in alkalinity. There is no other way. If you start to bloat a little once the hydrated alkalinity reconstitutes the waste matter, that is normal. The waste is very dry, and green juices and salads will rehydrate it, making it expand temporarily. This work is deep and powerful, but it is not always a cakewalk. A lot of the time it is, but when it's not, please don't miss the issue. The process is sound. Awaken and release the waste. The waste is your weight. The Dunkin' Donuts, deli meats, bread rolls, Fluffernutter, diet yogurt, sodas, hoagies, white rice, croissants, mocha lattes, and soy chips are the issue. The extent to which unfit foods entered and the duration of time they spent in the body permeating the system and breeding bacteria and yeast is the extent to which you may struggle with this. Now, it used to be that only the over 50 set would temporarily, I emphasize temporarily, not see immediate weight loss. But if they were patient, it would come. In their case, weight loss could be delayed because the increase of energy from the rest, from digestive effort, went right to the healing of the organs. The cosmetic payoff was not top of the body's agenda. The sick pancreas or lame endocrine system was going to get priority. But look at this. Now, today's young woman is far worse off than the older generation. More heinous substances have gone into the typical girl in 20 years than your average 50-year-old. The duration of the 50 years makes them about equal in terms of the affront done to their systems. So you have what is now women of 20 to 50 plus who are all so jammed up with waste and its rogue byproducts that just about any woman can suffer from a delayed weight loss response now. I know you want it right now. I hear you. I feel you. But I can't do it for you. We each have to get our own shovel and start digging ourselves out of the pile of dung we, albeit in many cases unwittingly, accumulated. The past generations had an overpropensity for instant gratification. Do you see where that got them? Do you see where those choices got you? Their greed and lack of personal responsibility landed us all up in bodies with compromised DNA. Blaming them is not going to do an ounce of good in helping you, so don't waste your time and misdirect your energy. That would be grossly missing the point. The point is that we have a situation now, a situation that is only going to be corrected by two things. Truth and personal responsibility. We know the truth of the situation is the accumulation of unfit substances, and we know the truth about how to get it out. We awaken it by hydrating and magnetizing it out of the cells and tissues, and we release it through the most thorough elimination we can muster up. The second thing is personal responsibility. We have to take responsibility for this truth. The causes and the effects of substances in the body and how to reverse and prevent this situation. And we have to be responsible enough to just do it. There's no other way, my friends. I know it's daunting. It can be really tough for some of you. I fully empathize. There were times when I felt angry, scared, defeated, unsure if I could keep it up against the wind, as it felt in the early days when hardly anybody was there to support me. It was just me and my teacher Gil and my relentless pursuit to break through to paradise. Everyone around me presented me with conflict at the time. Socially, emotionally, even physically at times, I was challenged. But I will say it again, the process is sound. Try to keep your eyes fixed above the storm. Feel your fear, your sadness, the difficulty of what you feel you might be giving up or missing out on by choosing this path. Feel anger if that comes up, but steady on. Once your body starts to release the accumulation, You will see why we do this. As Gil Jacobs says, when someone has a breakthrough treatment, this is why we play the game. We're not doing this from some sort of desire to be tough on ourselves or to see how much we can stand or how much of a maverick we can be. We do it because the freedom, the lightness in our being, the genuine bliss that comes when you break through is heaven on earth. Anyone who arrives even halfway will tell you, this is living. This opens the doors of freedom. Hey, we all get weak now and then. We all have our moments of doubt. But when we give in to those, we're inevitably reminded of why this is the only way to go. If we give in to doubt and try another strategy, or fall prey to a marketing ploy in the health food store, or online, or in an infomercial, we see that those are simply false promises that set us back much, much further. I cannot tell you not to fall prey to those things. It's by doing so that you often learn your lessons. I will tell you that if you can persevere and just be grateful that there is indeed a way out, you will emerge a new being, and everything that daunted you will seem easy and wonderful in this new state. Take it one step at a time. Love yourself through it. Fall in love with the journey. For many of you, this journey will be peachy and bring you everything you're hoping for rapidly. But for a handful of you, it might be harder. It might take longer for your body to release the waste. It might be harder for you to embrace the bowel cleansing component and thereby set yourself back because the waste is not leaving. It might be that your system is just so tired after so many years of treating it poorly or yo-yo dieting that it's not mustering up the steam to detox the way a less fatigued system would. Take heart and peace in the knowledge that this is the way. Your body will get stronger as it gets more live enzymes and more hydrating veggie juices and salads. There is a door and you're walking toward it, however slowly it may seem. You are on track. Keep at it. We all love you and support you. I've often wished I could do it for you, but no one can. This is our moment of truth. It's time for us to dig deep and take on some tough personal responsibility. I will say it again. Those who take it on, slaying the dragons that would defeat them, and persevering against all odds, do reap the sweetest reward. And they will tell you, as they cheer you on, that it's all worth it.